All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign. A lot of great matches coming up this week as we have Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Brooklyn Brawler, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Italian Stallion, Johnny B. Badd and Devin Storm, Superstar Billy Graham and Terry Funk in another match between these guys. Illinois Tag Titles on the line as Stud Stable defends against Too Cool. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Living Legend Larry Zbysko in our main event. And also we have that announcement of who is the sixth man in the six-pack challenge from Danny Davis for next week. All of that is coming up this week. But before that, we get to the house shows. Friday night in Decatur, we had Scott Taylor defeat Reggie B. Fine. Beef Stew Lou Marconi defeated Johnny B. Badd. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin defeated Brian Christopher, and Living Legend Larry Zbysko defeated Gentleman Chris Adams. Saturday night in Danville, we had Devin Storm and Italian Stallion fight to a time limit draw. Superstar Billy Graham defeated Bradshaw. State Patrol defeated the Gilbert Brothers by disqualification, and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, the former International Heavyweight Champion, faced off against Farouk, and they fought to a time limit draw in that main event. Great matches going on this past weekend. Great matches tonight as well, starting off with Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Brooklyn Brawler. And Sharp and Brawler begin the card with a brilliant match. Both have great moments where they are inches away from victory. Missy gets herself involved in the match, tripping Brawler as he hits the ropes. Sharp takes over and gets the pin after nailing him with a loaded arm brace in a time of 7 minutes 32 seconds. Next match has Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against Italian Stallion. Garvin and Stallion have a quick match, but it is cut short when the Gilbert brothers rush the ring. They attack Garvin, causing the disqualification. Stallion rolls outside the ring and grabs a chair. He chases the Gilberts away. When Garvin gets back to his feet, he kicks Stallion in the stomach and drills him into the mat with a brain buster before leaving the ring. But your winner by disqualification is Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin in a time of 2 minutes 33 seconds. Next match has Johnny B. Badd facing off against Devin Storm. And Badd and Devin have a great match. Badd has the advantage for most of the match until Iron Mike Sharp comes down to the ring. Badd starts yelling at Sharp to keep his nose out of other people's business. Sharp climbs onto the ring apron. Jerry Calhoun tries to get him down. Sharp tosses a chain into the ring behind Calhoun's back. Devin picks up the chain as Badd turns around. Badd ducks a wild swing and goes for an atomic drop, but Devin nails him with the chain. Devin tucks the chain into his tights as Sharp climbs off the ring apron. Calhoun turns around to make the pinfall count. Your winner is Devin Storm in a time of 7 minutes 19 seconds. So you've got Iron Mike Sharp coming out to help his reluctant tag team partner as they continue to reign as the American Tag Team Champions. How long is this going to last? Is there truly been a burying of the hatchet between Devin Storm and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International? We're not sure, but Iron Mike Sharp is going to make sure that his partner is not leaving him in a handicap match when they have to defend the titles the next time. All right, and while Devin is there, Danny Davis comes out to the ring. He invites Iceman Haku, Larry Zbysko, and Bunkhouse Buck to join him in the ring. After they've all made their way down to the ring, Danny says he is ready to announce the sixth wrestler in next week's six-pack challenge match. Since there are members of both Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Sunshine's Men, it seems only fitting that a member of the Stud Stable be involved in such a monumental match. He announces that Terry Taylor is the sixth man in the match. The crowd gives a mixed reaction as Taylor and Dylan come down to the ring. Danny reminds all six men that the title isn't being defended in the match. But if someone other than Iceman wins the match, it would be a great boost for their own title hopes and possibly an Illinois heavyweight title shot at Hard Day's Night. Danny dismisses all of them saying, "You guys can tear into each other next week. Right now, we have other matches to get to. Head back to your dressing rooms and may the best man win." The wrestlers and managers leave the ring, but they keep their eyes on each other. Next match has Superstar Billy Graham facing off against Terry Funk. and Funk and Graham have a great match. Sunshine tries to get involved in the match while referee Randy Anderson was down, but Funk grabs hold of her and drops her with a pile driver. Graham has been tied up in the ropes, but frees himself to avenge his manager. The two battle until Funk takes Graham down with a back suplex into the turnbuckle for a pin in a time of 19 minutes, 53 seconds. Your winner is Terry Funk. Sunday in Des Moines, again with Hawkeye Championship Wrestling hosting the international title matches. This time it is the International Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, defending the titles against probably one of the greatest teams in all of pro wrestling history, that being Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda. And it is DiBiase and Rotunda who win the titles in Des Moines. Clean sweep for Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. Now, no, just like it had been a clean sweep for the PWA holding the titles, now both titles are being held by members of Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. So this is going to be an interesting battle now that Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda are your International Tag Team Champions. But let's get back closer to home. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Stud Stable defending the titles against Too Cool. The Stud Stable and J.J. Dillon come out to the interview desk as Too Cool stands in the ring. Dillon and Fuller especially deride Too Cool for not having actual talent in the wrestling ring. Neither of them can figure out why they are receiving a title shot tonight. Dillon has been trying to get a more appropriate set of challengers, but the entire booking committee has turned him away. Dillon tells the Stable that they should enjoy their easy night tonight. The Stable makes their way down to the ring, but Too Cool rushes the aisle. The four men brawl until Randy Anderson and Nick Patrick can separate them. When the match starts, the Stud Stable find that this is not going to be an easy match, as Dillon promised them. Brian and Scott show off their wrestling ability, but Dillon hands Golden a chain. Golden nails Scott from behind as he hits the ropes, knocking him out. Fuller gets the easy pin to retain the titles in a time of 9 minutes, 9 seconds. Your winners and still Illinois Tag Team Champions are the Stud Stable. Brian comes into the ring, but he gets laid out by Golden's chain as well. The Stud Stable finish off Too Cool with a pair of spike pile drivers before Dillon leads them out of the ring. Next match has Blacktop Bully facing off against Bunkhouse Buck. Not much has been going on with these guys, and this match lasts much longer than it should. The fans are not thrilled with either wrestler, and the action in the ring suffers because of their apathy. Bully finally gets the pin after a bulldog in a time of 21 minutes, 21 seconds. Both men get up and express their disgust with the fans here in Champaign. Bully tells the Illini fans to get ready for their worst football season ever this year. Buck tells the fans they need to get comfortable being the cellar dwellers of the Big Ten. Both men leave the ring to a huge chorus of boos from the crowd, the liveliest they've been in the entire match. Right now we get to our main event, a clash between two very underrated wrestlers as far as the national scene was concerned in the 80s and 90s. Gentleman Chris Adams, a former four-time PWA Tag Team Champion, never really got his due outside of World Class. Living legend Larry Zbyszko was only seen as a great wrestler in the AWA. That might be because he was Vern Gagne's son-in-law. Unfortunately, blood tends to be thick, as you see in World Class, Memphis, or even the AWA. Adams and Zbyszko, though, while they're in the PWA, they have a wonderful match. It almost seems like they are trying to make up for the previous match's dullness. They battle each other in a very scientific yet high-impact match. The time limit expires as Zbyszko has Adams locked in the Larryland sleeper. Zbyszko thinks he has the match won, but David Manning tells him the time limit has expired first. I seriously doubt this will be the last time these two men will be in the ring together, as I'm sure both would like to have a different outcome than a time limit draw. But that's what they have this week. And that is our card for this week, as we are just weeks away from Hard Day's Night. And again, things going all over the board now that the York Foundation is completely gone from the PWA, having left of their own accord. So the matches are going to heat up as we come into the next few weeks to get their for Hard Day's Night in the first Wednesday of September. So come back next week. Enjoy what is going on in your favorite fantasy wrestling league, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.